J-A-K-E-J-A-K-E-J-A-K-E-J-A-K-E-J-A-K-E-J-O-R-P-A-N. Jordan. That's it.
Very, very scary.
Do you think that pimps are better at managing their finances than people are?
Problem is, pimps work mostly in cash.
That's what I'm saying. That's harder. Yeah. That's harder.
That's extremely hard. You have to launder it somehow.
Yeah. Screw the laundering. I'm saying the actual collection of cash. Do you think like it helps a pimp with their
finances? But what can you do with cash?
What can you do with it? Spend it.
What do you do with it?
You should spend it on things. You can't... Okay, fine. You can't just go spend cash on... You could... What are you going to do? You're going to roll up to... a Maserati dealership.
Yes.
Say, I want to pay $80,000 in cash.
Yes, you can.
And you know who else hears about that? The IRS.
Okay. You pay cash. Hey, I found it.
Unless, of course, you give someone a kickback. You say, hey.
Yeah, tell the guy. Put it under your name, and I'm going to drive
here's
the car.
Here's the Maserati for you.
Yeah. But in terms of careers that you've never thought about that you would excel at, you would definitely be a great pimp.
I don't know if I would necessarily excel at anything. I don't have any marketable skills.
I might write that down.
You are great at Excel. You are great at organization.
What do you mean?
And you bring out
driving,
the best
pickups, drop-offs.
I don't have any marketable skills. I realized that this week. I have zero marketable skills. I can't code.
Join the boat, brother.
It actually sucks. What name a marketable skill that you can go and get a job saying, I can do this.
I'm Mr. Soft Skills. I got nothing.
Avid Compressor, Final Cut Pro, Adobe After Effects, all that crap.
Okay, fine. Do you want to be an editor?
I mean, no, but I could do it. I definitely have the skill to do it.
See, I don't have that skill. I can't do anything.
Welcome to 2020, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Jake and Jake podcast. Woo! Very nice. We're back in action, RTR ready to roll. We had our practice blockus game this morning. I'm coming to you live from January 5th, 2020 from the J Studio. This is Jordan Scalasar. Moving to my left, we have...
Hey, everybody. Welcome to 2020. It's your buddy, Jacob Osman, aka J West, aka J Pod. And then the last guy over here.
Our pimp daddy.
And you can't hear the music, but it sounds like an elevator in here. And I'm Jake Truster.
Very nice. What's going on?
We got to introduce him as J Pimp Daddy.
J Pimp Daddy?
He doesn't have a nickname. He always says, and I'm Jake Truster.
Pimp Daddy Truster.
Yeah. What do you want me to say?
Yeah, Pimp Daddy Truster. I love that.
I will never say that.
But we
no, wait, that's
no. We're, now you now can't I'm afraid to yourself. Die before you two because that's going on my grave.
That's gonna be tombstone in 96 to 2020.
If Daddy Truster was a great man.
Now I gotta outlive both of you. That's not going on.
You think you're gonna outlive both of us?
That's a good question.
In terms of longevity,
no.
Who's not getting knocked off first?
That's a tough question.
Probably me.
You think?
Yeah.
Why?
I just don't have high hopes. There's
the pimp game's tough.
There's a history of heart disease and cancer in my family.
I have history of hard shit in my family.
That's true.
So I can go.
So we can be a good bet.
It's going to be a solo podcast for a few years.
I know. live from the nursing home. It is the Jacob Washington podcast. My two co-hosts, Bit the Dust.
Are dead and dead. Jay dead and Jay dead.
Hang on, we're bringing them in. We're here.
We're rolling them out.
Bring in the medium. We're going to get their takes on this week's content.
What was I going to ask you guys? So the podcast listeners know what I did for New Year's.
Right. It was all over your Insta story.
It was all over the gram.
Podcast.
K Pacho, yes, we did a hang up a podcast. It was very exciting. I have no clue what either of you did.
Quote unquote, we there. Royal we.
What do you mean we?
You just said we. You said we did the...
Yeah.
He said we did a hangover podcast.
Oh, no, sorry. Me did
solo.
A hangover podcast.
Solo.
Change Wombo to Mini.
Free.
Me did
solo.
A hangover. Yes.
It was a great podcast.
It was
a- I didn't listen to it until 5 minutes ago. Jake gave it good reviews. My mom loved it. I heard it was
you
great
gave me
all
the,
around.
You gave me the lemon meringue pie review of that podcast.
There's only room to go up from there.
Yeah, it's the only way to go up.
It's such a backhanded
comment. That wasn't, no, because it was good. Yeah, I didn't say your lemon meringue pie was bad.
I think that is the epitome of backhanded.
That is not at all
there's
what I
There's only room to go up from there. It's like, all right, that means that this was bad.
I mean, that essentially means that rock bottom.
Right.
No, because
if there's room to go downward, then it's not rock bottom.
If I throw a fastball, if I want to be a pitcher, throw a fastball 65 miles per hour. All right, I did all right, but I got to move up, right? It's a good start. The ball's going straight, but I got to go up. It doesn't mean I can't.
But that means
go
that you're, that's your that's the worst point.
That's the base. That's the bottom that you're.
Yes, that is the worst point of my pitching career, but that doesn't mean that point is as bad as other worst points.
I think it's possible for you. Do something and be good at it naturally.
I didn't say you were bad at it. I just said
no,
you have
argument,
room to move
but
up.
The argument that you made in your hangover podcast was that every thing that you do that's new, you have room to improve because you
100%.
Can't be the best that you ever want to be, but I still think that's impossible.
So I heard the New Year's resolution you gave to this guy is that he's going to perform Bikram yoga for us?
Yes.
What is that?
No, he wants to do it.
Oh, yeah, did you?
No. Okay. Unfortunately. I can't find a sauna. We can make a sauna.
Have you ever done yoga? You don't look like you're flexible enough.
I'm not flexible. As I said in the text group, I am the least flexible person on the planet. Even when like I stretch, like before I run or whatever, it's just.
Can you touch your toes?
Absolutely not.
I can touch my toes.
I can touch my toes.
I cannot. I have very long legs.
Can you see your
toes?
You got
long legs, short hands. That's the problem. You got short hamstrings.
Yeah, I do.
I can tell.
When we did the. You know that flexibility test in
what?
You know the flexibility test in high school, one where like you reach over the box.
Yes, that thing was ridiculous.
I can't do it because I'm sitting here, my leg reaches out, and I'm sitting 3 feet away.
Can
from
you
the
bend
box.
Your leg straight?
Yeah.
How long are your arms?
Not that. I mean,
I have lanky long arms.
But I was just like screwed because a short girl walks up, she's sitting there, she's 3 inches from the box.
That's
and no, seriously, that's exactly what happened. I was like,
is that politically correct?
What, she, okay, a
little woman.
Little woman walks up, she sits down to the box. She's 1 foot away from the box. She reaches over, she hits the other end.
Yeah, right.
She's 20. Right. And then I sit down, and I'm sitting 4 feet away from this thing, and I'm barely reaching it. And they're like, oh my God, Jake, you're not flexible. I'm like, I'm sitting 4 feet away from this thing.
Of course
this girl is sitting a foot away. I think there's a disadvantage there.
I think the most concerning thing is the gym teacher was shocked that you're not flexible. They see you perform. You're not the most light on your feet.
No, I'm not. Even, I'm just not flexible.
Do you think if you tried to touch your toes every day for 30 days, you couldn't do it?
That's a
good one, because I could do that.
No, it's crazy, though. I do. Every day when I work out, I do stretch.
You touch your toes.
Literally, there's like no improvement.
But do you really like stretch?
Try to stretch? Probably not.
Because I do the fake cross arm.
That's not fake. That's weird.
No, but like I don't put my full emphasis. I'm like watching TV, looking at the screen while.
So why would you even do that?
It's like,
why would you even fake the stretch? No one else cares.
Just to pass the time.
The emphasis isn't on stretching. It's not to increase my flexibility. It's to not get injured. That's the thing.
Is that 100% factual? That stretching.
You need to stretch. You're technically supposed to stretch before and after.
And why after?
Yeah. Because that's what like resets your muscles to be in the right place so they grow correctly.
Learn something new every day.
Health teacher.
But I never do it. You're supposed to, though. Mm-hmm. Living life on the edge.
I still haven't got an answer to my question.
All right, so I'll take
what was your question?
I asked what the hell you guys did on New Year's Eve.
When did you ask that question?
I asked it on the tape. I totally asked it. That's how we got to do.
So you're actually
stretching and touching yourself. That's how we got to do that.
Because you brought up the New Year's resolution.
Yeah, and I.
So you. No, you
said, Jacob said yoga. I was asking you on the side if you could touch your toes.
Who derailed this conversation? At least it wasn't me. That's all I wanted. All
right, Jacob, what'd you do on New Year's Eve? Give me some shit.
So you went to Cape Pacho.
Yes.
It sounds like a lot of fun. I met the girlfriend's family.
Oh,
for the first time.
Oh, how was that?
Listen to this. Everyone's got their own thing. You're great at the bars. You're great at the clubs. Me, that's not my scene. My scene, you give me any parent or family from any ethnicity and meet them, I will excel. I knocked it out of
the park. I think I could do the same.
I'm not so sure.
Really?
No, you're great at a bar. You're great at riling everybody up. You give me a
I'm
nice-
I'm great with the family.
I've never seen you in that setting.
You should, I'm good.
Were you good with- Former girlfriends, meeting the family.
There it is. Yeah.
I didn't want to say any names.
I was great.
Yeah.
We got to understand. Very quick.
Quick.
Upstate, there weren't a lot of people from the tribe in our community.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm jumping into an environment.
Really?
Yeah. Not in Albany. Albany. Yep, there it is. But there was there was none up there. So like, I had to meet all these friends and family.
A lot of Orthodox.
I'm like new. I'm new meat up there.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked her too. I was like, is there any Jewish community? They're like, barely. Like no one went to my high school. So I was like, shit, they're part of my French. So
yeah.
But so, I had to make that work. But it worked very well.
Yeah. So I met the family. So Nikki's Indian, right? So I get
for those listening at home.
Yeah. So that's my girlfriend. So I get into the car. She picks me up at the airport, and she starts to look really sad. So I said, what just happened? She goes, I got in a big fight with my mom. I said, listen, I love you. I'm very happy with you. The one day I'm meeting your mother, you have to bring another hurdle for me to jump over. Why couldn't you have just gotten along? So I was really revved up getting into the house. I met the mother. I cooked her some egg salad, brought her bagels from New York. That was it. Game over. Putty in my hand.
She didn't like you.
No, she loved me.
She didn't like you.
She actually invited me to India. I'm freaking out because it feels more real now.
I'd love to see you there.
I don't know how I'd look in whatever the garb is.
The what?
the attire, whatever
you
it is.
You can wear whatever you want there.
What is it called?
Jeans and a t-shirt.
What's that thing called?
I know.
The sari?
That's for women. I don't think it's
a male sari?
Yeah.
A hijab, is that the... Is that the phrase?
No, that is something. Wrong,
a hijab?
Wrong department.
Damn it.
Wrong department. Same supermarket, wrong department.
That might be. Might be.
Anyway, so for New Year's, we didn't have anything planned. So we had a nice Iron Chef America night where everyone cooked their best meal. So I made turkey burgers with guac. The mother made chicken biryani. Amazing.
What's involved in that?
What, chicken biryani?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. She brought up the wok and she was putting veggies and rice and...
She could have called it whatever she wanted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was chicken in the fridge. And then Nikki made banana bread and we had a beautiful feast together.
How was the banana bread?
We broke bread. It was amazing.
It was good?
Yeah.
What was
Pilgrims of the Indians coming together.
I'll bring this full circle, that size. What was better, the banana bread or the lemon meringue pie?
Oh, the banana bread was cash. It looked like it came out of a bakery.
No, not that yours was... You're a banana bread person.
I am.
I'm not.
I don't really like Nancy likes it. I don't know. Shout out Nancy. I don't really have
it. It was delicious.
It's so sweet.
Well, it depends how many chocolate chips you put in there. If you put a hefty amount, it's like a chocolate bread.
Yeah. No, but the sugar comes from the bananas too, and then you add more sugar to make the bread.
I mean, but you also balance it with like sprinkle a few nuts in there. I guess you guys don't like it. Anyway, it's very nice meeting the family. The next podcast may or may not be in India. No, Dad had to stay for business or whatever.
No, he just wants to see it.
Yeah, so, I'll never meet him. No. But I spoke to him over FaceTime, and he was very nice.
Very nice.
Very calm.
Mustache?
No mustache. No. Clean shaven. Mm. Yeah. So that was my New Year's.
India is a long, what are we doing, the Seinfeld episode out there?
Long flight.
I'll tell you right now, if you get married in India, I will not be in attendance.
We would have to
talk. I'm just letting you know.
I may go, but...
Fair warning.
I would need a lot of baby wipes.
Fair warning.
There it is. I'm going to move right along to my right here to Pimp Daddy Treekster to hear about his New Year's. Jake, what's going on? What was New Year's? I know you like to relax. I know you like to watch a little TV.
It was the what day was the after we came back from Florida.
So
we were just like all tired and just exhausted. Right. Mm-hmm. And like, it was just not working out. I just did nothing.
What'd you do?
I just hung out with my dog, and then he went to sleep by 9:30.
We haven't spoken about this
dog.
What does it mean
to hang out with your dog?
He lay down.
What does that mean?
Sit on the couch.
Uh-huh.
He lays at your feet, plays with a toy or whatever, and you watch TV, and he's happy. And then eventually he keels over. He,
like, do you consider that an activity? You talk to him like it's a...
It's actually very nice.
Is it?
I like hanging out with the dog. Yeah, Buster. And then, you know, shout out Fluffy as well. Like, it was nice.
It's actually...
How's the new dog?
He's good. He has two modes. He is happy and tired. That's it. Two speeds. Yeah, that's all he does. He's never sad. He's never upset with anything. He's just happy or tired.
Very nice.
Do you have to walk him?
He doesn't. No, he goes.
He wears a diaper like Buster.
That's what it is.
He goes in the pad or he goes in the backyard.
What was it? Bad?
No, the pad. Oh, that you put down a
wee wee pad.
Yeah, wee wee pad. It's like it works. I don't know what happened. He somehow psychologically trained himself to use the thing.
Oh, that's smart dog.
And like, yeah, no, he's actually really, really smart.
What's the name of the dog?
Teddy.
Teddy. I just double checked.
He's actually very, very smart. It's almost scary at times. He like figures out things, just like
Teddy.
Yeah,
the dog's figuring out Rubik's cubes. He's a brilliant dog.
Does the dog ever miss the wee wee pad, so to speak?
No, he doesn't.
Because I know you have carpet.
He is psychologically. He's psychologically trained himself to only go on that thing.
So his wool
from the time
mess.
We got him when he was like 8 weeks old.
You're telling me like, he's batting 100%
yes,
or 1,000
he is,
with
yes.
the wee wee pad in the backyard.
Yes, he is actually like.
You ever scream at the dog? You ever go bad dog?
No, he doesn't do anything bad.
Bad dog.
The only thing is he barks at the TV because he doesn't like the TV.
Oh, that's annoying. I don't know what is a dog.
But we have
put him in the cage.
Buster used to go nuts if he saw a dog or heard a dog.
Oh yeah,
on the
that's
TV.
What it is. Any animal. Or anything that
freak
may
out.
Look like an animal. Like,
give it all the words on the TV. Can't hear anything.
Damn. So you never bring that dog outside?
When he goes in the backyard.
No, like to walk.
He
walk.
Hates walks. He hates walks. Because he.
I don't think he hates walks.
No, he actually.
I think it's the owner.
No. I would take him on a walk. He really doesn't like it. He doesn't like the leash a lot. Okay. He wants to, you know, get away from the leash.
What type of leash do you have?
He bites the leash. He's not a fan.
What type of leash do you have? Is it around the neck or is it around like the
no, yeah, harness?
Around the neck or around the body of the dog?
Around the body.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. Because I know dogs don't like the neck
it's
one.
It's a harness. That's like a, it's like a vest. It looks like
no, a Buster,
and then
same thing.
They put on the back.
No, I know that's. But like we used to have the ones around the neck. Obviously, you don't want to pull.
No,
the
they
dog's
don't.
Neck.
You don't want to pull by the neck.
Right.
In San Francisco, I never saw this before. I don't know if the Teresas have purchased this item, but they actually have a doggy backpack where you put the dog on your back. No, would you ever do that for
Nancy
Teddy?
Nancy might get that.
Yeah?
No.
I'm pretty sure.
You know, I have a question about San Francisco.
Please.
Did you ever use one of those electric scooters?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it called?
It's like Lime or something.
I don't know. Does it work?
Literally a different company.
Just pick it up. It's like going to a city bike.
Do I have to log in anything on my phone? Or?
Yeah, so you have an
this
app on the phone.
Plug, even though we don't get paid. Yeah.
Great plug.
This is just an interesting idea because this is just such a new idea.
What is it? You just pick up the scooter, it's laying on the ground?
Yeah, it's literally like a city bike. Like you just check in, you say, this is how long I'm going to use it, and then you use it. I use it for 10 minutes. I'm not really a scooter guy.
Yeah.
But
I used to love a scooter.
Yeah, how fast does it go?
Like 10, not 5 to 10. Like you could change the speeds.
But you're going on the sidewalk, right?
Going on the sidewalk. I mean, people do go in the street. Mm-hmm. I went when it was really like early in the morning because I don't want to go around people.
San Francisco's hilly.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Scary. I saw people going up.
Yeah, you got to go
and
up.
All the way down.
Down.
What goes up must come down. Yeah. I also went to the Google campus and they just let you ride around their bikes for free. That was cool.
Okay.
Can you take the bike?
But you don't go inside.
I mean, I don't ride. I'm not a bike rider. I know how to. I just don't prefer riding a bike. So I kind of taught myself.
Now, is Yelp going to get mad that you went to Google?
Yelp doesn't know.
There it is.
Keep it hush hush.
All right, I won't tell anybody.
Yeah. They're their own company, right? They weren't bought by Google?
No, Yelp's their own
company. It was on the table at one point.
It's on the table, of course. Yeah.
And that didn't pan out.
No.
No.
They're their own entity.
All right, so I think we're ready to talk about our challenge for the year.
Year or month?
Yeah, for the month.
Monthly challenge. All
right, monthly yearly challenge.
Last time, we talked about how we're going to do a different challenge every month for this year.
Yes.
January's is lock picking. After
with
intense deliberation.
Yes.
And a lot of debating, it came down to lock picking.
Yes.
I don't even know how it just came about.
It's a cool skill to learn.
It's a cool
skill. We just spoke about how we have no hard skills. This is on the path to
learning skills. This is more of a trade. This is a trade skill.
Is that marketable? What can you do? I can pick locks.
You can be a pimp.
I don't think that sounds very
practical. You can break in anywhere. We could be thieves after.
So I've gotten my lock pick set. Jordan's gotten his. Have you gotten yours, Jacob?
It's in the cart on Amazon.
Very nice.
I've not pulled the trigger.
So, pull the trigger. We did it.
I'll pull it.
So when you buy this thing, there's like 20 different tools in there.
Is it like a kiddie playset?
No.
Like
it's a legitimate
thing. It's real.
Okay.
It's a legitimate thing that you get.
I'll never have to let you guys into the building again.
Are you serious?
You're breaking it every time.
Perfect. Love it.
It's like 20 different tools in there, and they give you a practice lock that, well, at least the one that I bought, you get a practice lock that's clear. So you could see the inside, how the pins work.
Okay.
So there's a couple different ways to pick the one that they give you. You could do it with a couple different types of tools that they give you. One is called just like a regular pick. They have to pick each individual pin. Mm-hmm. Or you could do it with what's called a city rake, which is like, it just has a bunch of different bumps on it. And you just take it and literally just jam it in there.
No, have you investigated this kit as well? Because he's diving into
it. I'm ahead of you guys.
I haven't opened it yet, but my question to Jake, now that everyone's listening in, is what's your favorite tool? And which tool do you keep in your arsenal the most?
I've only used two.
Think of all the tools you know, and you know, from up and down, what is your favorite tool?
I'm not going to say Jordan's arm.
Jordan's my favorite tool.
Oh, I love Jordan's. I'm getting hugs all around.
Everyone's favorite tool.
Look at that. That's the name of the pod.
I was actually thinking
of the tool.
No, it's my favorite tool.
Well, think about it. We use him for a podcast location. We use his Mac.
Yeah.
We use him for snacks. Well, that's what I use him for.
Yeah, wow. He ate all the pretzels that one time.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Jacob ate all the everything.
Jacob ate all of my, like, these special pretzels I got from Pennsylvania once, and then I was upset.
The everything pretzels.
Yeah.
So, related to that question.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was thinking, what is something unique that you have on your desk at work that no one else has?
Oh, okay.
That's not like a memento or anything, like something that you need for your job or something that
would not be on someone else's
desk.
Man, I had a good answer, but it was something that doesn't involve work.
So it's like a memento or something.
It was a bamboo tree. I have a little.
Oh, see, that's something.
That's cute.
I have a little bamboo tree that Aunt Barbara got me. Shout out Aunt Barbara. Bah, bah, bah. She got me this thing, and I water it every day, and it's grown, and it's like almost as tall as the computer.
This bamboo tree is like gonna spilling over?
No, it's like this big. It started like here. It started at like maybe like 3 inches, and now it's at 6. No, it's at more like 8 or 9.
Like bamboo. We have bamboo in our
This bamboo tree is going to turn to the little shop of horrors. You're going to walk in, it's going to start numbing out your fingers.
Yeah, so what about you? You got a little thing on your desk or something?
I don't have any like...
You have a bobblehead?
No, the things that...
I can see something
that I need on my desk that are probably not required in a lot of places, I have a tape measure.
Really?
Two tape measures, actually.
What are you measuring?
Literally anything. Because like
one for the bathroom and one for work.
We order a lot of parts and stuff, and I have to make sure that it's the right thing.
Yeah.
Always. And I have a multi-tool and a couple of screwdrivers in there.
Your multi-tool? You
have to, yeah.
How big is that?
12 attachments.
Hey,
12 attachments.
Hey, PG. Jacob, what do you have on your desk?
I got a Rubik's Cube just to pass the time.
Okay.
Get hung up on all day.
What else?
So I've done that.
Do you have any pictures on your desk?
I got one picture from the Yelp holiday party that we spoke about a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Just a picture of the entire team.
That's cool. Picture of Nikki.
No.
Shout out, Nikki.
I keep it clean.
Yeah, I keep it
clean. I don't put any family. I don't do any of that Michigan guys.
Do you have a cubicle or do you have a...
It's like an open layout.
So you don't have open a wall space. Space.
Open concept. Yeah, great.
You have no wall space.
No walls. Right. Everything's open.
I like having a wall behind it. I got a calendar. I got all the notes.
I have a wall behind me. I'm like in a corner, so I have like a desk and like a couple monitors.
You know, the idea of an open concept is nice. You get to see everybody, but there's something nice about a wall because like I can't do a
privacy.
Privacy. I can't do a lean back. Like there's only so much room on my desk.
What do you mean a lean back? What do you
like? I like to lean back in my chair and lean.
You can't lean back in your chair.
No, or else I'll fall on the floor. It's an open concept.
What are you saying on the platform? Floor?
What type of chair are you sitting on?
A twirly.
Like a desk chair?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I don't have a wall behind me. I have a wall in front of me.
Oh, I have a wall behind me.
I imagine
so you're staring at a wall.
Oh, that would make me go crazy.
Oh, no. I
want the wall behind me.
Yeah, I have that.
Why don't you switch your desk the other way so you have the wall behind you?
No, the wall's in front of me.
No, but why don't you switch the layout of your office?
Because that's just how it's been forever, and it's just how the wiring works.
So you stare at the wall?
I mean, I have the computer.
You gotta have like a nice poster, like Tahiti or something.
I have the calendar there. I have all the
what
notes.
What type of calendar do you have?
It's a promotion.
Jersey Shore.
It's not like kitties, like no. Cute pictures of kitties or like WWE wrestlers.
Picture of 12 tools.
Tool of the month. That's actually relatively close. Okay. It's from a motor supplier. So.
Bob the Builder.
It's just motors.
Got it.
That is probably the most boring calendar you could probably have. Yeah.
No, so I'm just trying to picture like you're staring at a wall all day.
Kitty calendar.
You must be going crazy.
No,
like, I like your setup. The wall behind you is nice.
Yeah, wall behind me with like a couple of people in front of me that like everyone's looking. It's like take a square and each person's in a corner of that square and everyone's kind of looking like towards not the middle, but like not towards the either wall.
Like towards each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we have it that it's a rectangle.
And who's we? It's you and that random
guy. You, Jim, Harry, and Ben.
There's 5 desks in the office. And then there's a huge filing cabinet that's along the other side of the wall. So all the desks are along the walls, on the two long side of the walls. The front side is a whole big pane of glass.
Uh-huh.
So you can see the street.
Okay.
And then the back is where the whiteboard is, the inventory.
Gotcha.
So they kind of have to be along the wall like that.
Mm-hmm.
It leaves an open center, open middle.
Open concept.
Yeah. Like a
I just love the phrase. People use it for everything. It's awesome. No, I feel like people use that open concept phrase for everything, and that's like everyone's go-to thing when you're describing a new house or a new...
But that's what you have in your apartment. It's an open concept.
No,
it's
I know, but like layout. South Park does it the best where this TV show that they fix houses for. Like they take like an old house from like the 80s and they renovate it to like now.
Mm-hmm.
And every time they fix the house, it's like, look at this beautiful open concept.
They got the island.
Yeah, the island. They got the...
Every house is the same now.
They got a bamboo tree. They got the koi fish pond. Like, all this crap. But it's just...
Did they build a house with no walls?
No walls, I'm sure. No. Not
no, that's what I wanted to see. Because South Park was true.
No,
they got a nice open layout.
Well, yeah, it's farmland.
Well, what they did in the episode, and it's nuts, they took this guy's house. He's a KKK. He was like a Confederate flag guy. And he had like this really dirty house, and they cleaned it up. Like, but it's an open concept looking house with all the Confederate stuff up. And he's like, oh my God, it's beautiful. They did that, and
South
that was
Park
hysterical.
I got to watch more South Park.
Oh, they're gold. The newer episodes are phenomenal, especially if you appreciated the whole show up to that point.
What kind of show actually gets better with age like that?
I can name a couple.
That's been on for so long. Yeah. You're going to say The Simpsons, which is probably not true.
I'm going to say Inside the NBA gets better every season. I care. Yeah. That's one. I would say Sopranos was getting better by the season. Like, it was, I would say
doesn't the ending suck, though? Isn't that like...
No, it's just open. I'd rather people want to know.
It's an open
closer.
Concept ending.
Is there an alternate ending that's closed?
No.
Like in
there's
the,
no alternate
in Breaking
Dexter or How I Met Your Mother. There was
there's no alternate ending. Like the writer David Chase was.
Can
so
you imagine where it would go?
Yeah. There's a bunch of guesses, and it just doesn't ruin anything for the show. Whether or not Tony was going to get, people think Tony got killed, but it doesn't show anything. But some people think it just ended. There's no closure to the show.
I watched like half of the first episode of The Sopranos.
Oh, it's
like,
amazing.
It's so slow.
It's Jake. It was. I'm telling you, you have
the first
to really
episode
dive
of the Ducks was slow great.
Burn. Oh, it's a great. What?
No, I watched the first episode. You watched half the first episode?
You didn't finish it, though.
You didn't like The Ducks? I actually found the first episode really
like,
relaxing.
It's so slow. I understand you're setting up.
We're going to lose a lot of listeners after this.
I understand you're setting up. Look, I'm really, really bad with watching shows. Typically, when I watch a show, I skip the first episode. I just go on episode two. Because episode one is typically all set up and really, really boring. I could just read the synopsis and then, like, go on to episode two.
I'm going to get backlash for this. I think with Sopranos, you should start at season two, episode one, and skip the whole first season.
See, this is
hot take by Jordan Sarf. You could email me, text me, or call me on that. Thank
you. So you think I should just read the synopsis for the whole first season?
You don't even need it.
I mean, you could say the same thing with The Office.
Start at season one, episode two.
You don't need the first season of The Office.
Season two, episode one, just start.
I feel like I have to read the background.
You don't. You'll figure it out. I figured the whole thing
out. See, that's what I like about shows sometimes. Like,
I figured the whole thing out.
Like, one of my favorite shows, Fringe.
Yeah.
The first episode is 90 minutes. It's a double episode, and in the end of the first episode, none of what they did in the first episode mattered. Like,
really?
Like they're solving a case.
That's a wild.
In the end of the case, the person that they're trying to save, whatever, who's dying, ended up being a traitor anyway.
Oh.
So I was like, they literally did the whole thing for
nothing. Right.
So I was like, really? You had to waste.
Spoilers, Fringe.
It's not really that big of a spoiler. But if you're going to watch Fringe, start at episode two. Read the synopsis for episode one. You'll get the gist of it. Watch from episode two onwards.
You got to give Sopranos
same thing
shot.
With an animated show called Hunter x Hunter, which is
what?
Very, very good. Best anime.
What is it, about? Disney Channel? What's Hunter x Hunter?
Nah, Nickelodeon.
No, it's actually the only anime that I've ever watched.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't watch Hentai?
No, that's different. That's the only anime that I've ever watched. It's very, very good. It's for normal people, actually. It's not like, you know, like super duper out there. Like.
What do you say?
Elaborate, Jake.
Please.
There's a lot of anime that's like way out there. Also, yeah. Most anime is like really, really perverted. A lot of anime.
I just gave you a great example.
No, not even to that extent.
Really?
Like regular, like.
Regular.
Like Japanese television shows.
Are just whacked out.
They're just whacked out. It's actually really weird. There's a lot of like pedophilia and stuff.
Do you watch it?
No, I don't.
So how do you know this shit? That's the question. So I don't know.
Because it's just
crap.
Like I like
skip the first season, watch the second. And there we go.
Yes. Because I was like, oh, my friend told me about this other one that was like on Netflix, and I was like, all right, fine, I'll watch it. And then like 3 seconds in, it's like, okay, fine, I'm gonna go and accomplish this goal so that I get all these women, and just like, and like the women that they show are 12 years old, and I'm like,
really?
What the hell are we doing here?
I can't watch it.
No. I think that's just like, I don't want to say Japanese culture. I just think it's more accepted over there to like have that.
You're upsetting our international listeners.
I know.
We are losing everybody.
We got the three Russians that listen to us.
Yeah,
I know all the Jews that care about the anime out there listening, saying, you know what, this is an outrage.
Yeah,
we're all gonna
set up hashtag cancel Jake and Jake podcast.
Bring back anime.
Any shout-outs, guys? We're looking at the last minute and a half here.
I'll definitely shout out this guy. I've never giggled so hard on the car ride over to your podcast. It was so windy out. There was this guy, he was wearing a top hat, and the hat flew across the boulevard, and this guy was chasing it.
It was like a movie.
He was like a dog chasing his tail. So shout-out to that guy. We saw him lose the hat and then get the hat back. So shout-out to that guy.
He was wearing a winter hat underneath that hat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He was doubling down. Jake, any shout-outs?
Shout-out to my accounting professor.
Oh, how'd you do on the test?
Because the answer that I gave to the trick question was correct.
Very nice.
Attaboy!
It was a trick question, and I answered it correctly.
Beautiful.
Which was? There was no answer.
There was no answer. for anyone.
That's huge. No, because that's a three-parter. We spoke about this.
People have been asking me, what happened on that test? What happened on that test? I said, you have to wait.
That's awesome. And I'll give a shout out to, I'm sure, shout out John Bove. It was a nice time seeing Uncut Gems getting sushi last night. Good time with the boys. That's my shout out.
All right. Cool. Very good podcast. First of 2020.
First 2020. Follow us on, what is it? JakeJakePod.
JakeJakePod.com. Ask us questions. We need new questions. Follow us at JakeJakePod for the Instagram and
mine.
Twitter. Defunct kind of Twitter. But
and we got shirts.
We got shirts.
We got plenty of shirts.
We have them.
We got shirts. Small, large. We got a wide range.
Medium.
Thank you for listening. We'll be back
next
week.
Bye bye.
Happy New Year.
Maze.